This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Celebrating, I guess, what some people call Hump Day, Wednesday, the 10th of July, one-third of the way through this month already. It's zooming into your life and zooming into your ears. Comes Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJV program. The passing of note, famous philanthropist, famous politician, in a matter of speaking. After Jennifer brings us down that street, I want to talk about how many of you can lose your jobs. Won't that be exciting? All right, so
like we need help with that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so what do we have?
Ross Perot, who was maybe the most successful independent candidate ever for president, passed away at 89 in Texas yesterday. He was fighting leukemia and at 89 passed away, according to his family. Perot got actually 19% of the vote back in 1992. He ran as an independent candidate against Bill Clinton on the Democratic side and George H.W. Bush, who was the incumbent on the Republican side, and it was one of the best showings any independent ever made in history in the past century anyway. He died surrounded by his family, and of course that got people talking about what a colorful character Ross Perot was. He was born in Texarkana, Texas, and delivered newspapers from the back of a pony, if you can believe it. Mm-hmm. He earned his billions, however, in a more modern area. He was in computers. He actually attended the U.S. Naval Academy, then became a salesperson for IBM. Then he went his own way. He created and built a company called Electronic Data Systems Corporation, which helped other companies manage their computer networks and really did become a billionaire. When he decided to run for president in the 90s, he really focused on fiscal issues. He said he was always actually pretty liberal when it came to social issues, very pro-gay rights, pro-choice, all of these things, but he was very frustrated that the debt was getting so big and that no one was really dealing with it. And still hasn't, by the way. But so he ran as a third party. I remember my grandfather was all juiced about Ross Perot in 92 and voted for him. Yeah, I'm sure he's right up your alley. He was colorful, and I was doing my local show when we found out that Ross Perot had passed away, and it kind of hit me. There's a lot of correlations to draw between the way people got passionate over Trump and the way people were passionate over Ross Perot. He represented something that shook up the norms. He had a lot of people who were just rabid fans because he wasn't the career politician. And he had these incredible stories when he was in charge of his company. He had employees who were held prisoner in Iran, and he actually coordinated their release and actually oversaw it. He's the one that came up with their rescue mission. I mean, the guy was truly a patriot, but he was also a very colorful character and certainly made a lot of contributions to the country, too. So I think Ross Perot will be missed. I think that he really tried to do the right thing for his country without necessarily being ego-driven and more about just what he thought was good. And
he had big ears.
He had big ears, and he got made fun of. He was only 5'6", and you know, one of the funny things that he used for his campaign song, he used the song Crazy from Patsy Cline, kind of in jest, because all of the people running against him tried to paint him as a crazy person. And he said, well, if they're going to call that, then here's my new campaign song.
Kara, will you see if we can find some audio of him? He had a very interesting drawl. The way he spoke was really unique. I found him to be a very attractive candidate. As I said, I voted for him. I was happy to vote for him, happy to support him. I've voted for lots of independent characters. John Anderson, when he ran for president, I supported him. I thought he was very strong. He had great will. He had a presence, really, that we miss today in politics, the stature Ross Perot didn't really have stature, but he had intelligence, and he was kind of a character. People pointing out the business with his ears. This is how he sounded.
A great young lady from Louisiana sent me this voodoo stick, and I will use it as my pointer tonight. And certainly it's appropriate because, as you and I know, we are in deep voodoo.
He had a very interesting sense of humor. Yeah, he was a funny guy. So was it just old age? What was the...
No, leukemia, cancer.
He had leukemia, okay. Mm-hmm. If he said that, I didn't hear it. But that's what... Well, when you get to be that age, those are the sorts of things that you can become susceptible to. So a very interesting character, absolutely interesting in many different ways. So he was noted as a philanthropist. Speaking of philanthropy, Tom Steyer, you know who he is, Steyer. It's Tom, he said yesterday he called on a few of his friends who were in the news media, and he said, "My name's Tom Steyer, and I'm running for president." This is his first jump into any kind of politics. He's announced that he's running.
As a candidate himself. One thing that people need to know about Tom Steyer, it's very funny. I actually go around and sometimes do speaking engagements when people are nice enough to ask me to come out. And Tom Steyer has been a cement force in my speeches for the last year or so because he was originally going to run for president. And then he said, no, you know what, I'll just put my backing behind somebody else. And now he is decided that after the last debate that there was really such a disappointment with the way the Democrats performed, he doesn't think that any of them can beat Trump. So he says, I'm going to put my name into the ring and just do it myself. He's the guy who's funded the impeach Trump effort, and he is very well organized. He has offices already in, I think, like 20 states. He has tons of money to spend.
Where is he making really money? Where does money come from, you know?
I think he's a hedge fund manager, actually.
Is he in California? Because I've literally never heard of him.
Well, this is the only challenge for him, is that, yes, he's a Californian, so we're really aware of him. I would almost think of, you know, you hear the name George Soros a lot. Tom Steyer is kind of on par with that activist and also the amount of money to spend on everything. Mm-hmm. And he has funded those impeach Trump commercials that a lot of people have seen over the last 6 to 8 months. So what makes him a threat is that he's got all of this already in place. He's got a ton of campaign infrastructure. But, you know, it's really the silver lining, I think, for Republicans or for Trump against him is that if he had put that power behind a more better-known candidate, that may actually have been, if he had put all of his power behind Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, that might have been better because people know who those people are. Now he's going to have to spend a lot of money trying to educate the East Coast and the middle as to who he actually is. We'll see. I mean, money can do that for you. It doesn't mean it can't, but he's going to have to spend more money educating people about who he is, not just taking on Trump.
Now, does he get to participate in the next debates? Because that's really the only way anyone will ever see him, I think, on a national
stage. He has to have support and donors, which he will not have because I think they do the drawing next Wednesday. I can't imagine in the next week. He could, certainly. I don't want to say he won't, but it would seem unlikely that in a week he'd be able to get on the table.
One of the things that appeals to me, maybe the only thing or the major thing that draws him to me or me to him, is his focus on corporate control of the political system. He said, quote, "We've got to take the corporate control out of our politics. All these issues go away when you take away the paid opposition from corporations who make trillions of extra dollars by controlling our political system." That is a 100% completely true statement and would appeal to me. I'm not sure.
I think it's a good statement, but isn't he doing that?
Well, thank you, yes. That's exactly what he's doing.
But isn't that similar to what Trump wanted to do by draining the swamp? Isn't that a similar thing? It hasn't happened, but it was a good promise.
I think more of, I don't know, when I think about the swamp, I think about Democrats and Republicans. I think less about corporations and maybe lobbyists are part of that, but I think mostly about politicians who are just there making empty promises to people cycle after cycle after cycle and not ever fulfilling them. But they stick around. To me, that's more of the swamp, but I guess it's subjective.
It's
it would be however
bad.
You define your swamp.
Yeah.
Well, he talked about climate change in his initial climb up that ladder And he started the conversation by asking, what you care? What do you care about? He said, we care, and that means him. And this is where that bothers me. I want to hear your, I don't want you to talk about you as we. You're not the Pope. So if you care about improving the world and handing it off to the next generation in a better way, that's great. Say, I think this. Anyway, he does, I don't know what his plan is. He says he wants to make the world safer, more prosperous, more beautiful, more creative, which is all great. You can't argue, you can't fault that. But is he a climate change, is he over the edge, like AOC is, or some of these other people that want a green world, but they don't really understand how to get there? Having a green world is a fabulous, fabulous goal. It is. But the way they're talking about doing it is impractical and impossible. So what is his... I mean, it's early yet. See what he comes up with in the next...
It's early. The way that I've always digested him is that he is a very fringe candidate, but he's got a ton of money.
Yeah.
And that makes him more of a mainstream player.
But if he already missed the first debate, he's going to miss the second one. I think he's a non-starter. How do you...
He's got Stranger so things. Much money, and you're That's still happening. A year out. I think that, yes, it would behoove people to be on that stage, but anybody can shake up a race, especially with $1 billion.
The sad thing is that somebody who could really make a difference, who has money, is not choosing to get into the race, and that's Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah,
he's somebody who could really make a difference politically, make a difference in environment. He can make a difference in everything because, at least as far as I'm concerned, and you all have the ability to shake your own tree, but for me, he has the right attitude toward almost everything. There are a lot of people who say, I don't want him telling me whether I can drink a 64-ounce drink or not. That's not... I mean, does it... It's important,
yes.
But is it that important? It's not that
yes.
important.
Yes, it's absolutely important. And it sounds ridiculous about being, a soda or whatever it is. But when you start infringing on people's freedoms, people do not like that. They want the choice. That's why
I'm
live here.
I'm afraid that the people of New York, at least, they didn't care about it. They cared about it and maybe made some noise about it. But when you look at his
not
overall accomplishments, if you look at what the results were of what he did, that's a picayune... A silly thing to hang your hat on. At least that's the way I look at it.
Freedom is... I don't think freedom will ever be the silly thing for people.
Freedom... are you
or
kidding?
Shouldn't be the
we
silly
don't live
thing.
In... We have no... We don't have a free country now.
But we should.
To think that we live in a free country...
We're so controlled by corporations.
Nonsense. It's a police state, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. All right.
The more we give it up... Yeah. The more we give it up, the deeper we get in trouble.
Okay. This conversation can go on for a long time. However, I have to talk about something else that does involve the government. It involves control. It involves what you know and what you don't know. And sadly, it involves things that people suffer from a great deal. If you've got anybody in your family who has cancer, the treatment that they're getting may or may not be to your satisfaction, and they may or may not be on the mend. But there are a lot of people who are very suspicious, and those suspicions are confirmed by what we were just talking about in terms of corporate control of everything in this country, including medicine and what people want you to know and what they don't want you to know and what's good for you and what isn't good for you. You should be able to decide that on your own. And so there's at least a start in this direction with a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. 714X is a sulfur drug that's available in many different places around the world. And so this is a book that tells you the story. You can buy a copy of it at 714xbook.com. Use the code DJB. You get discounts and a lot of information that's not included in the book. So knowledge is power. You want the power. You want to help somebody, help yourself or other people you may know in your family. 714xbooks.com is where you order the copy of the book, Do No Harm, with Harmless 714X. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Young hoes, y'all know when the flow is slow. Young B and the ROC. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Sick bony, but the pockets are fat like Tony. The pram's the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I don't know if anything I'm
my favorite. JC has joined a cannabis company as a chief strategist, a brand strategist, officially turning his business mind to a new adventure. The legal cannabis industry, there need, I say we, because I'm in the legal cannabis industry myself, or I'm, let's just say, I'm moving down that road. Not an easy road to travel, and takes a little longer. You've heard me talking about this off and on, a little bit here and there. It's how I'm saving the farm that I have. And the business decision was made not in a vacuum. This is a very controversial step for a lot of people, not for me. I don't use it. I believe in freedom of choice. You want to use it. I think there are a lot of benefits that come from using it, could come from using it, if it's properly, I don't know if regulated is the right word, but certainly properly explained that in hemp. Well, anyway, so the company is called Caliva. I don't know the company, but they announced that Jay-Z is going to join their team as the chief brand strategist. So what else has he done, ladies?
Well, everything.
A lot. You'd be amazed how many brands he has been a champion for and how successful they are now. He makes he and Ashton Kutcher, I always kind of follow what they're investing in next because they're just
smart.
They just have their finger on the pulse and Jay-Z, it's really an impressive portfolio that he has.
Mhm. His position will revolve around creative decisions, outreach efforts, strategy, while also working on a bigger scale to improve on social justice issues involving the marijuana legalization issue, people that are in jail for smoking pot. That's asinine, my God.
Yeah.
We have that in our country. That's back to what we were talking about before, Jennifer, about freedom and stuff. Anyway, he's going to do so via advocacy, job training, overall employee and workforce development. He said, quote, anything I do, I want to do correctly. and at the highest level. Jay-Z going on saying, with all the potential in the cannabis industry, Caliba's expertise and ethos make them the best partners for this endeavor. We want to create something amazing, have fun in the process, do good, and bring people along the way. If anybody asked me what I was trying to do, what we were, my partners and I were trying to do with what we're trying to do on the farm, I'd say exactly the same thing. Other artists who have dipped their toes into this industry, Snoop Dogg, well, that's not, and Willie Nelson.
More than a, like they've dipped their whole body in it.
Right. I mean, to say that about Snoop Dogg, Willie, and Melissa Etheridge, they have their own strains of grow and promote them. Melissa's been more, I mean, Willie has been, in, his whole involvement has been more on the recreational use, but Melissa has been outspoken about its use for her own breast cancer, right? Didn't she use it?
Well, Willie says that, yeah, because Willie had a lot of lung issues, and he had something that he said cannabis saved his life. So he has also been an advocate for it on a medical level as well as recreational. And Snoop is just, you know, Snoop.
Yeah, exactly. Snoop is Snoop. All right, next up, Aretha Franklin is being remembered, the governor of Michigan signing legislation honoring her with a hospital designation, highway designation. The governor approved the
ability to fun.
Designate a portion of M-10 in Detroit as the Aretha Franklin Memorial Highway. Governor notes in the statement that Franklin's creativity and voice contributed to our musical and cultural history. And I'd say amen to that. Good.
Shouldn't it be the freeway afternoon. Of love? Come on.
Freeway of love.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending one of his key cabinet members.
For 2.5 years, he's been just an excellent Secretary of Labor. He's done a fantastic job.
Speaking of Labor Chief Alex Acosta, amid growing calls for him to resign over a controversy involving billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein. As a U.S. attorney in Florida years ago, Acosta helped broker a controversial and lenient plea deal for Epstein in a case involving sexual abuse abuse against dozens of young girls.
You're talking about a long time ago. It was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people.
Oil companies evacuating workers from deepwater platforms in the Gulf of Mexico ahead of a possible tropical storm. In New York City today, there will be a confetti-filled parade for the national women's soccer team that are now the World Cup champs again. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the big.
Oh, my
the
God.
The big frog?
He's so excited. He's choked up.
It's the big. The
lock and load, kids. You can't even get a sentence out.
The big broadcast of the day. Yes, here it is. The DJV program with Jennifer Horn, who's happy to take a shot at her pal Dougie. Victoria Keelan is here, very respectful and modest and moderate. Kara, yes. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our broadcast booth in waterlogged Washington, although you didn't have any rain yesterday, I don't think, did you? You had a little piece from the rain? Well, maybe not.
We had more rain here.
We
in
off
Jersey,
the air?
So. I know. Hello? I talked to my friend Sebastian Gork, who lives in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and he goes, I said, how you doing with all that rain? And he said, well, it was the craziest thing. I was out walking my dog, and I was escorted across the street by a crab. There was a crab made it all the way.
Was it a crab or a crawfish? I don't know. There was some kind of sea creature that gave him escort across the street.
Wow.
There was so much water. Yeah.
Well, tropical storm that's moving up the Gulf of Mexico may drop 13 inches of rain in New Orleans by the weekend. That's right, but it'll peter out quickly once it hits land. But the forecasters are looking at 13 to 14 inches of rain in an area. When you think about the mouth of the Mississippi, the so-called Delta, and by the way, that's where the airline name comes from, because Delta used to be a Delta. The company was originally a crop dusting company back in the 1930s. They had crop dusting planes. So anyway, that's...
You're a crop duster, aren't you, Doug?
I am, as a matter of fact. Yes, thank you, Jennifer, for noticing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Walking around the Rite Aid.
Oh, boy.
I'm not necessarily doing that, but thanks for
dusting
the suggestion.
Your crops.
All right, calm down. Anyway, it's going to be one of those days, huh? That's the way we're going to
do it. Jen has a serious sleep deprivation issue today.
So just
expect them. She's locked and loaded.
Man, I was going to say, back to lock and load. All right, Tony, where was I? Oh, some of the weather.
You were crop dusting, right, Abe?
I was crop dusting.
In the deodorant aisle.
Well, you can. Maybe all bets are off for whatever it is we're going to do this half hour. Anyway, I'm not going to make reference to the Delta or the crop dusting or whatever. The waterlogged, water-soaked upper Midwest, the area along the western coast, the western bank of the Mississippi, where so many millions of tons of great earth have been washed into the river and now are at the basin of the river. And I don't know whether you know this or not, there's four full-time barges in the middle of the Mississippi, the mouth of the Mississippi there, that are and have been since the floods of, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, maybe longer than that. I'm trying to remember when there was that massive rain that washed a lot of farmland into the river. They 24 hours a day, they're dredging in the mouth of the Mississippi to get the dirt, literally the dirt that's flowed down the river, out of the river for two reasons. Because it will plug up the traffic coming down the river, the boats. But secondly, because they put it back to use. They put it on barges, they bring it to the shore, they load it on trucks or rail cars, and they basically bring it back to where it came from. And so it's like a vicious cycle, but I don't know that a lot of people know that's going on. At any rate, and the impact of 13, 14 inches of rain in that area on that operation and farming in general and living conditions with those damn levees that those morons from remember when we had, when was that? What was it? Katrina was, how many years ago is that? 14? Go back to New Orleans and was it been that long? And so after
Bush
the hurricane
was president,
blew in there.
So, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think he was president. And they used the money to fight the war in Iraq instead of rebuilding the levees the right way. They just built them back to where they were before.
Don't forget, there was a lot of local corruption, too.
Yeah,
in fact,
the mayor,
oh my God,
Ray Nagin, is, I think he still might be in jail.
If not, he was in jail
for a while, taking a lot of money that was supposed to go to rebuilding the town, the city.
Anyway, so the point is that a lot of people are getting worked up about that this weekend. Meanwhile, Victoria has a big deal. Victoria, what's today's big deal?
Well, a lot of people are making a big deal about this story on social media. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, of course, famously starred together in Breaking Bad, which is a show so many people absolutely just were obsessed with. And Bryan Cranston also recently just won a Tony Award for his role on a Broadway play.
One of our best, I think one of our best.
He's amazing, yeah. He's really, really great. So he and Aaron Paul have been teasing for at least a month now. They've been teasing their new secret project. And so yesterday they announced what that project was, and the backlash is insane. Everyone thought that it was going to be a Breaking Bad movie that they have been working on, and it turns out it was nothing like that at all. They've actually launched a mezcal together. It's called Dos Hombres, and Aaron Paul announced on Instagram with a bunch of pictures of them in Mexico inspecting the distillery and looking at the different...
For those of us unwatched, what's mezcal? What is that?
Mezcal is it's a liquor it's not dissimilar to tequila. I think it's a different type of agave plant that mm-hmm. it's made from, but it is similar
to that. It can even
be
creamy looking, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
They do like a creamed version as well as like a clear version.
Yeah, and it's very trendy right now. Mezcal is everywhere. If you walk down the tequila aisle in any liquor store, half of it is now mezcal.
Certainly, that's what I do all the time. I'm always walking
crop around. Crop dust liquor aisles.
The tequila aisle.
Yeah. Hey. So Aaron Paul, basically, he put out this big announcement. He said, 3 years ago, we sat at a sushi bar in New York talking about life and what we could possibly do together down the road. We had the time of our lives while shooting Breaking Bad and truly built a very special bond. Knowing that we couldn't share the screen for quite a while, our thoughts turned to a new project. We sipped cocktails and thought about what it should be. And he said that the result is Dos Hombres Mezcal. Now, the backlash, I'm sure this is fine, whatever. They've been doing a lot of research, and they're really hands-on, and there are lots of behind-the-scenes pictures that they posted. But the real problem is Breaking Bad fans are just not having it. They are losing their minds.
They didn't say that they weren't going to do a movie. I think it's a fabulous idea doing a movie, frankly.
Yeah. Apparently everyone else does, too.
Yeah, right. So all they're going to do is find a garage in Arizona, and they're all set. Let's go.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there's something to be done there. I'm sure. Speaking of what they're doing, today is National Pina Colada Day. Pina Coladas. Remember the Pina Colada song? How many people remember that? Am I the only one here? Please tell me I'm not the only one.
I like Pina Coladas, right? Song? Yeah. I don't know who sings it, but I know that song. Yeah.
I also like the Garth Brooks 2 Pina Coladas song. I don't know if you've heard that one.
Right. That's a creamy concoction of... Now, what credibility do I have? You gave this to me to do, Victoria. I don't have any credibility here. I'm going to describe a pina colada.
Oh, but this is the only kind of drink you can drink.
Concoction of pineapple, rum, and coconut cream.
Created
in Puerto Rico in 1951.
Yeah, right up your alley.
I would love it. Why would I love it?
Because you can't taste the alcohol.
It tastes like sugar. Yeah. It's delicious.
Really?
Yeah, sugar and pineapple. And
spoken like a true bartender. So it was, by the way, it was created by a bartender. Do you know that, Kara? Ramon Monchito Barrera. First prepared it at the Caribe Hilton's Beachcomber Bar in San Juan, August in 1954. Go back. Signature drink embodies the flavors of the island, so they say. And shortly after he accepted the challenge, the Pina Colada was born. So if you like Pina Coladas and... What is that? Yeah. This is
I like this. It makes me feel like I'm on the beach.
Yeah, who sings this?
I think it's Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Murdoch.
Perfect.
It is Rupert.
His sidekick.
Yes. Now, what is Rupert? What's his last name?
Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes, that's right. Yep. That's a story about his girlfriend that he got tired of, and so he's running an ad and she's running an ad. And
the actual song is called Escape.
Pina Colada song. Yep, that's it.
It does make you want to sit at a tiki bar, I'll say that.
Is it?
Yes.
And take out a personal
app. Maybe not you, but...
Yes. Crank it up, Kara, for a second.
Well, me and my old lady.
That's why he needs a new woman.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I wrote to the paper. I need a new ball and chain.
I'm nobody's poet. I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina colada and getting caught in the rain.
Hi. I'm not much. Little sports news here. The ticker tape parade is today or was it yesterday? I didn't
today.
Pay attention.
It is today.
Okay.
I don't know what time, but it is today for the U.S. women's soccer team.
We usually have it lunchtime, noontime ish. There's a maybe you ladies are following. Is it Tariq Hill and his fiance and an argument that got onto a radio program? Apparently he roughed her up or something, and it was obvious what was going on in the conversation. Anybody know anything?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Who love to follow all the gossip stuff.
I've never heard of any of these people.
Who's Tariq Hill?
Yeah.
He plays for Kansas City.
In what sport?
Football. Kansas City. Oh,
I have no idea
who
that is.
I'm just thinking about
it. Yeah, you're really confusing us.
There are sports in Kansas City. Anyway, Tariq Hill and his fiance. There's an extended recording that apparently was leaked. An argument between the two of them about their three-year-old boy. It was broadcast on a local radio station. This is an 11-minute-plus conversation between just two people. It was recorded in an airport in Dubai. Most of the broadcast was not only on radio but on television, apparently. Parts of the argument the station omitted. The radio station then, in fact, aired. Included the couple arguing about the validity of an incident where he tried to strangle her, apparently. And they talk about their, you ruined my life and you lied to me, she says to him.
Well, this is just, I mean, I don't understand why anyone would even want to air this or care about this. This sounds like, it's another argument between an NFL guy who may or may not have roughed up his lady. It's like, I don't get it.
But there's that, because there's a lot of it and too much of it probably that seems to come down on the side of the sort of violent nature of football. But again, this is sort of a private business.
Totally.
A private matter.
There should be a massive lawsuit.
That's kind of, thank you. You brought me to the conclusion of my conversation. I think there should be a complete, this is outrageous. The radio station should be sued, TV station be sued, complete invasion of privacy. And what do you get out of it other than lots of lechery, when it gets right down to it? So, all right, so you didn't know who he was before, now you know who Tariq Hill is, and not necessarily for the right reason. Patrick Swayze in television news, Jennifer, going to be remembered. There's a new documentary being made. The focus is on his films, but there are other things in his life. The documentary is called I Am Patrick Swayze. It tells the story of this fellow behind some of these films, family involved, famous friends. So it's probably going to be a good treatment. It's going to debut August 18th on his 67th birthday, the life of a young Texas boy who began preparing for his role in Dirty Dancing as a teenager. He took dance classes. His mother was a dance teacher. Do you know that? Met his wife there. She was with him for 34 years.
She was in Dirty Dancing, too.
Yeah.
His wife.
As a dancer, yeah. So, this is another one of those. This is not a movie like we got with Freddie Mercury stuff or Elton John, but it's a look into his life. He's always been larger than life, even in death, I think. Don't you? I mean, when you think about Patrick Swayze, you think about somebody who really had big roles in big screen productions. Dirty Dancing, Ghost, Roadhouse, Point Break, in which he was really kind of a bad guy. Sam Elliott's in it, Tom Howell, Rob Lowe, people that know him. So, anyway.
He used to live in my neighborhood. I always think of Patrick Swayze. He used to live around here. He'd be at the post office, and he drove around. And I think it was the DeLorean that had the lift-up doors? Yeah.
Yeah.
He drove around town. And then.
Hi, Jennifer, television tonight. What do we have?
The ESPYs are on tonight on ABC. Tracy Morgan is hosting the ESPY Sports Awards. They'll be coming live from Los Angeles, the Microsoft Theater, and they'll be giving out all kinds of awards, the Pat Tillman Award, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. That'll happen tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC. FX has a new episode, actually the season premiere of a show called Snowfall. That takes place on FX at 10 o'clock. The Handmaid's Tale, if you're a big fan, a big release on Hulu today. You can check out a new episode there. Yellowstone also new tonight on the Paramount Network. That starts at 10. And if you like the soaps, it's Love Island on CBS. Singles looking for love at 8 o'clock.
10 before the hour.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle. One of nature's most wondrous sounds.
That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copy paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 7/13/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tech Talk time here on this Wednesday get-together of the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here with me to go through a couple of the important tech stories, including an announcement from Etsy, E-T-S-Y. Any children named Etsy?
Hopefully not. Etsy is, of course, the online marketplace for all kinds of handcrafted goods. It's a super, super popular site, and they have announced that they will begin prioritizing items when you search based on sellers who are including free shipping. So this will start July 30th. Etsy will give priority placement in the search results for items that ship free and for shops that guarantee U.S. buyers get free shipping on orders of $35 or more. Etsy justified the decision by saying that Etsy buyers are 20% more likely to buy items that have free shipping with them. The news, however, the backlash is coming from the sellers on Etsy who say that they're going to have to raise their prices as a result of including this this new free shipping mandate. Etsy CEO has acknowledged that the change might be hard for some of the sellers. Now, these are not major companies. These are individual artisans, crafters, things like that. This is as mom and pop as the internet can possibly get. And so, a lot of the sellers are saying that this is going to either price them out of the market because they're going to have to raise their prices enough to cover the extra cost for the free shipping. So it's definitely not being met with you know, with open arms. However, Etsy's still standing by it, saying that, like I said, people are 20% more likely to buy items that include free shipping. So Etsy thinks it's good for business, but the sellers are not so much. And so this will start in July 30th just for the U.S. customers. And if you buy things from on the international level, they're still trying to figure out how to work that in, because international shipping is so expensive. And so they're trying to figure out how the sellers in the U.K., which actually has a huge market, the Etsy UK Etsy version is really, really popular too. So not great for the buyers either, because you are going to have to pay more for stuff on Etsy.
Yeah, interesting. That I didn't know that. As information for me, 20% people buy things because there's free shipping attached to it. That's really very interesting. All right, up next here, Apple's latest operating system offering fixes for FaceTime.
The Geek Out. iOS 13 is coming out this fall for iPhone, and as with any operating system update, there's new features. Now, for anybody who's made a FaceTime call, it's always weird that you instinctively look at your screen, but that means you're not looking into the camera, which means you're then not making virtual eye contact with whoever you're talking to. In iOS 13, the AR kit is being used to digitally change the direction of your eyes, so it makes it look like you're actually looking into the camera, not the screen, for a more natural virtual conversation. With the beta for iOS 13 already out, people are posting videos testing this, and it's freakishly good. It's called FaceTime Attention Correction, and we've posted a demo video on Twitter at The Geek Out. Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up, Warner Media is getting into the sort of Netflix business, right?
Yep. There's HBO Go, HBO Now, and soon there will be HBO Max. Now, this is Warner Media and their parent company, AT&T. This is their new project. HBO Max will be their most important property. It will become the subscription video service that they're going to pit against Netflix, Hulu, and the upcoming Disney Plus. Now, HBO Max will have originals called Max Originals, plus popular items from their enormous portfolio of Warner Media stash. They've got everything that you would expect from HBO, TV series, on-demand movies. Some primetime HBO shows will air live on HBO Max, and then you've got all the other properties that they have there. It's like tentacles. They own so many things. The biggest news that has people buzzing, however, is that they own Friends, and that's the number one thing that's watched on Netflix. Now, it is leaving Netflix this year. So if you have Netflix and you like to watch Friends, start binging now, because it's going away and it's going to be moved over to HBO Max. They have the streaming rights to it that's exclusive.
So does that mean it won't be on television anymore either, or just on these subscription services?
I don't think it is on TV anymore, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, then that's then they own that, and that's why they took it from Netflix. So the same exclusivity deal will hold true for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Pretty Little Liars, the new CW shows, upcoming Batwoman and Katie Keene, which is a Riverdale spinoff. Reese Witherspoon is also signed on to produce original films for HBO Max, and so the service includes Warner Brothers, New Line Cinema, DC Entertainment, CNN, TNT, TBS, the CW, Turner Classic Movies, and things like that. So.
Wow.
Better stock up now on Friends.
There it is. 59 past the hour. Save your life. Listen to the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.